Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Full disclosure, Mean Dean Kramer did his part yesterday. 5 2/3 innings, just 5 hits, 1 walk. Struck out 7, only gave up 1 run. He left with a lead. But the starting pitching of Leighton, Charlie Morton's been better. But remember for a while, the starting pitching, we're talking about, wow, the starting pitching rotation, they're really good. Well, I think reality has set in, or at least they regressed to the mean a little bit. Starting pitching, not good for the Orioles right now. And when you look at the names, and especially when you assume that something's wrong with Zach Eflin, I don't know how much better it's going to be moving forward.
I mean, look, we were chronicling it in real time, that like roughly 17-game stretch where they had a 2.5 ERA. That really wasn't sustainable. They weren't going to be the worst pitching staff in baseball all year, but they also weren't going to be flirting with top five from an ERA standpoint for very long. And you just look at who thrives in this version of modern baseball and who doesn't. And there's a reason that teams are clamoring for guys who can get out of their own jams, who can put people away, who have multiple plus pitches that they can use to strike people out and end threats. Because we know when guys make contact, they're hitting the ball harder than ever before. They're bigger, stronger, and faster than ever before. And spin rates and all those things that counter this are great. But a lot of this is all about negating contact, because when there's contact, there's trouble. Who in this starting rotation, outside of Charlie Morton recently,
yeah,
is getting any kind of swing and miss? Like, how are you going to project as we get into the dog days of summer, and one guy's 36 and he's never pitched in this league before, and one guy's 30-something and he looks like he's 40 in Eflin, and he's had stints on the IL left and right, and we know that Mean Dean is variance, and Charlie Morton's 41. Like, how could you look at this and say it's built to have this team actually chip away at 11 games under 500.
I think it ends right with the fact Charlie Morton's their ace right now. Yeah. Like, what world am I living in?
Mean Dean's their two.
But Morton's the only one who looks like a modern,
yes,
frontline starter, in that nobody could touch the curveball again, and he's able to get out of his own jams, and he's got swing and miss stuff right now. For how much longer, I don't know. That's the same pitch that was getting obliterated the first 6 weeks of the season. But, like, whatever you thought of Corbin Burnes, and I never thought they were keeping Corbin Burnes, no, but you look at that and compare it to this, it's a joke. And if you think somehow that Bradish
Grayson
or Grayson are going to do anything this year, I would say, why would you even risk that given what this team looks like now?
Nah, it's a mess. But the two guys, Sugano and Eflin, going in the wrong direction. And Sugano, his last three starts, he's got a 6.39 ERA. But I think what's really concerning is when you look at Sugano's FIP, the fielding independent pitching, it's a 4.80 compared to his ERA, which is a 3.55. So it says that, you know, his defense has been helping him out. And when it comes to Sugano as well, he's having trouble starting games recently. The first inning has been the toughest part of his outing, and it's been his worst inning when you look at it season long, and it's starting innings in general, because guys leading off innings have OPSs of over 1,000. And when it comes to Zach Eflin, since he came off the IL, he's got a 6.49 ERA. His fastball's been getting crushed this year. The cutter's been getting crushed this year. And Eflin, it's really hitting the fan. But Sugano, I'm worried that it's heading in that direction.
The thing that kills me is that this was built to be a mediocre at best starting rotation, yes. best case scenario. Like, if you're a baseball team that's really trying to go for a World Series, Charlie Morton as a back-end rotation guy, I'll listen to that. Like if the Atlanta Braves wanted to bring him back and they stay healthy, okay. But the Orioles, they were selling Grayson Rodriguez as their ace in the offseason, and that guy has never shown the ability to stay healthy ever. So, like, that's kind of fool's gold. Zach Eflin's a middle-of-the-rotation guy at best. Like, Sagano, nobody knew what he was going to be. So now you're living in a world where Charlie Morton's your ace, and that's
like, we're kind of back where we started. Chickens coming home to roost. All the stuff that we bitched about all offseason and said it's not enough, it can't possibly be enough. Like, this is barely enough to tread water as a 500 team if you don't get people hurt. And people are going to get hurt.
Look at the Diamondbacks.
I don't know how you could watch. As much as they did fight and they showed some resiliency and it wasn't all horrible ball all week long, the bottom line is they faced two of like the eight teams they'd have to pass to make the playoffs. And as well as they did in certain elements of play, there is not enough there with this pitching staff to actually buy that they could salvage what they've already dealt themselves as a losing hand.
And ultimately, how Mike Elias operated this offseason, it was just putting more and more pressure on all of the young guys, where Grayson's the ace, like you said, Ken. He's got to take the next step. He's got to be that guy. But he also put a ton of pressure on this lineup, and he said that out loud. Hey, we're going to have to, you know, really swing it to win. And the lineup's just been too inconsistent to even get to that point.
Well, he didn't make any improvements to the lineup exactly, either, which showed you who they were a year
ago. Pressure on the
but
young guys.
What really scares me about this is, because I'm always looking for data points or portals to try to get a look into their minds over there, right? The three people running, the three-headed monster that runs baseball operations. And if they were really where they should be, which is playing the long game, then how can trying to find a right-handed bat better than Kobe Mayo against, I mean, Warren, pretty mediocre pitching. You know, Schmidt, doesn't matter who they put against Schmidt, he no-hit him.
Yeah.
Like, how could trying to salvage whatever you're trying to salvage this weekend be more important than letting Kobe Mayo get actually hot by actually playing him? Like, that's the kind of stuff that tells me they'll never get it over there. They're not capable of getting it. They'll never see the forest through the trees because this kid, every time he takes one step forward, they refuse to allow him to take two steps because they put him back on ice.
It's about empowering. He had another multi-hit game that game, but also drove in the tying run at that point.
He's feeling great about himself.
Exactly. Like, put him back in the lineup.
But doesn't that scare you about what they're thinking at the deadline? Because this should be the easiest thing in the world. He finally looks like he's turning the corner and meeting his promise. Why does he have to beg and scrap and claw to get at bats over Ramon? I mean, over who? Like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, either Ramon. And I like the way they're both playing, but this is your number. This is the number two prospect in your organization.
He's supposed to be an aircraft carrier. He's finally showing
signs of life. Or at least a major league regular.
I mean, he's a hitter. Like, he's showing signs of life. Give him the runway.
But I mean, even like aircraft carrier. Mountcastle season's effectively over.
It just went on 60.
Like, you should be trading O'Hearn. I don't know if they will or not because they never do the right thing. But yeah, it's Yankee Stadium. Good. Let's see what he can do. He looked good the first night.
Orioles back in action again tonight against the Rangers. First of three at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Baltimore baseball tonight at 5:30. That's Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken. But coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
We had a family party over the weekend for my grandmother's 80th.
Wow.
And say, you're really that would be something.
Yeah, I don't know how that math would math.
That math would not math at all. But I was talking to my cousin because he was sending in our group chat last week. He won this sales competition. He works for like a beer distributor and he sold the most Corona and Modelo. And he took BP at Camden Yards, which is pretty awesome. So asking the people, 410-583-1057, what's some of the best work perks that you've had in your life, whether it's traveling or getting to do cool things? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
You got some pretty cool work perks, 410-583-1057. You travel anywhere, you're able to do a lot of cool things because of your work, 410-583-1057. Asking that question because over the weekend I was talking to my cousin who works for a beer distributor, and he sold the most Corona and Modelo in his company.
Nice.
So his company sent him to Camden Yards last week to take BP. Al Bunbury was pitching him nice. BP. Now, the downside was, unfortunately, it was one of every single day that it rained, so he wasn't able to do it out on the field. He did it down low in the stadium, but got to go in the clubhouse and see a lot of cool things. And they told him next year when they do it again, they will bring him back. That way he can actually take BP. Oh, nice.
Unless it rains again.
Unless it rains again, which, hey, it's a possibility. Yes. So 410-583-1057, asking for your best work perks. I'd say here, and look, it's a perk to be able to talk about sports every single day and get paid for it. So that's very cool. But for one of our sister stations in the building, 101.9, this was prior to COVID, I think, did a couple of remotes when they were giving out vacation spots.
Oh, yeah, you went to like a resort, didn't you?
Dude, it is downhill from there. I actually did two of them. One was Antigua, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. The other was Jamaica. And the Jamaica one in particular was like this five-star
Montego Bay. Are you crazy?
Yeah, it was Montego Bay. And they let us do all of the excursions there, and they were doing the morning show broadcast, and obviously you're telling everybody about it. They ended up giving away those trips, but that was easily those two the biggest perks of my time here at the station.
I did one of those back years ago when I was doing mornings with Ed. They sent us to Destin, Florida.
Okay.
And we were in like some five-star resort
Destin,
down there.
Is that on the water?
Yeah. It's beautiful. Like we right there on the water. The SEC was doing like their pre-season football. Now, we weren't there for this, but it just coincidentally, they were down there for their football kind of preseason conference at the same hotel, which was kind of cool, but it was nice. Now, nothing beats the Wyman Industries clam bake, but
sure.
That's a perk. But yeah, I did get to do one of those, Bum.
Yeah, I mean, in a former life, I racked up, you know, Marriott points and frequent flyer miles and used that on vacations and all kinds of stuff.
That is a top-tier perk, I think. Like, being able to get the miles and then get the reimbursement, because that's sweet. And
yeah, but you did like the travel, bro. Like, it was...
I'm not saying it's all, you know...
He's saying you got...
They cover the Detroit Red Wings in the Eastern time zone who play in the Western Conference.
I'm not saying it's all...
You got to see Calgary in February.
I had to see Calgary in September. I saw Calgary all over the place. Saw plenty of Calgary.
But getting those miles to do those trips in your off time is a nice perk.
Yeah, and like even, you know, the NFL today, spending Saturday nights in New York City. I love music. There's so many different venues in New York, getting to go to cool concerts and stuff like that.
Olympics?
Now
sorry,
I don't really
World
like to
Cup?
Go anywhere. Yeah. I mean, yeah, spend a month in Japan. That's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
Especially back, I mean, that was a long time ago.
Different life.
I have some friends that travel to Japan for their work, which is really awesome. 410-583-1057. Rick is in Abingdon. Rick, you're on the fan.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
I'm doing all right, man. So, yeah, I've worked for a wholesale liquor distributor for about, believe it or not, I'm in my 40th summer.
Wow.
And, unlimited bourbons.
Oh, jeez.
I work in Ocean City on Tuesday, come home on Wednesday, and out in Deep Creek Lake on Thursday and come home Friday. So, Ocean City Air Show the other weekend, even though it rained out, you know, we have vendor tents, you know, sponsored, you know, I won't mention the name, but one of the larger vodkas in the state. And, yeah, they're constantly having events, much like you talked about, music venues and just a lot of cool stuff working for the liquor industry.
No, thanks for the call, Rick. It's funny because Mitch, my cousin who was talking about earlier, they get a lot of free stuff, dude. Like, and he's gone into, you know, that was it, the Touchdown Club for M&T Bank Stadium, that like field level type suite. He's been in there multiple times. Like, they give him so many umbrellas and so much merchandise. Like, seems like a pretty decent gig.
You got umbrellas, bum?
Yeah.
Nice.
Umbrellas and just a bunch of stuff.
Mm. Yeah. I need a good umbrella.
Yeah. We use it for Cambridge.
Big umbrella.
Yeah.
Another perk of the working in the alcohol industry is the alcohol.
Yes. And he does get a lot of that. And I feel like anytime we have a family party, he's just supplying all of it because I don't know where the heck their headquarters are, but they just let him roam and just take what he wants. And seems like a sweet gig.
Perks, baby. Yeah. But wait, Ben, what are the perks of working at Wannabet?
To go to the big three.
That's true.
How was that?
And then have Ravens try to take your seat.
Right. Huh? Well, that, and then you have Clyde Drexler sitting a couple seats. Like, it was pretty cool.
That was cool. Did you see Cube?
Cube was sitting courtside midway through the court, but the press was at the baseline. He was sitting like right, it was pretty far away, but I did see Cube. I didn't go up to Cube. I should have, but I didn't.
You guys are friends.
We're tied to Cube.
You had him on the show. Show?
Yeah. Cube, you were with me on 105.7.
Friend of the show. Yeah.
Totally a friend.
Was Amy Trask there? Did she travel?
No, she's back in California. She does not go on the road with him.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool event, though. I've never been to the Big
Three. And PLL, I was at this weekend. That was a lot of fun. I was there for the first game of the weekend, Boston. And
there were some perks there.
Ben's Mr. PLL. That's what I heard.
He did much better than I did handicapping the PLL games.
3-1?
But we'll be doing it every week, every Wednesday at WannaBet with us on Twitter. Or actually, just go to my Twitter at JasonLockin4. Right. Go to youtube.com/@WannaBetWithUs. Subscribe. You won't miss any of our stuff.
Yeah. And they're winning. They're winning you money. Coming up next, who was winning bounce back, fall back? Well, it's next and you'll find out here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On the fan.
Looking back to last week, and remember when we played this, the lineup was already out for Friday. Kobe Mayo, of course, in the starting lineup. Then Kobe Mayo will start two of the three games over the weekend. He did not.
I gave him too much credit.
Just started Friday, and he was inserted in Jordan Westberg's place Saturday when Westberg had the injury. Tomoyuki Sugano, season-high 8 strikeouts against the Yankees, 5 shutout innings back in April. Complete 6, he did not. 3 2/3, both of you guys fell back. Max Fried has allowed 2 earned runs or more in just 4 of his last 11 starts. The O's score at least 2 earned runs off him tonight, which was Friday. They scored 3! Jason, you bounce back. You said Gary Sanchez, 2-run homer. He drove in some runs.
Damn close.
Drove in some runs. Ken, you bounce back as well. O's win the series. They did not. Both of you guys fell back to the NBA Finals last night. Thunder cover the 8.5. They did. 103-91. Jason, you predicted 117-108. You prefer the first half. Pacers led at halftime. Over 215.5, that did not hit. Both of you guys bounced back there. Jalen Williams, over 22.5 points. That didn't hit. He had 20. Both of you guys bounced back. Jason, you said 25. TJ McConnell, over 17.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He almost had a scoring outburst.
Pretty much did that just 17. With points in this third quarter.
He had 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. So that was a easy bounce back. Ken, you bounce back. Jason, you fell back. So we have a tie at five. A tie at five. Let's get to tonight. Trevor Rogers on the mound, everybody. But the Rangers offense.
What could go wrong, bro? What could go wrong?
Rangers offense has not been great.
No, it has not.
Ken, we'll start with you.
Friend of the show, Brett Boone.
Yeah.
In town.
Yes.
Leading the charge as their hitting coach.
Trevor Rogers, when he exits the game tonight, the O's will either have a lead or be tied.
Oh, it's a low bar, Bun.
Yes.
So when he leaves the game.
When he leaves the game.
Man.
And just clearing this up, if he leaves with 4 2/3 and an inherited run, I'm not counting that. When he leaves the game.
Yes.
Lead or tie.
Yes. You know what? I'm not saying he's going to pitch well, but I'm going to bounce back on that, Bun.
Okay. Jason.
Patrick Corbin on the bump. He was an auto fade for Ben and I last year. This year, he's been better, but you do wonder if the other shoe's going to drop. But I who started for the O's again?
That'd be Trevor Rogers.
It's in the question.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted to make sure nothing had changed in the last 30 seconds. Yeah, he will subterfuge this game.
That is a fallback for those at home.
A subterfuge fallback.
Charlie Morton's going to be on the bump
Uncle
tomorrow.
Charlie. Ace of the staff.
He delivers a quality start, Jason.
I mean, they kind of need him to go six, right?
Yeah,
I mean, so
absolutely.
That part of the equation. Even if he runs up the high strikeout count and therefore running up his pitch count, this 41-year-old guy, it's going to be 102 degrees out there.
It's going to be
he had it dancing in Tampa.
It's gonna be, he did.
And everybody was sweating through their jerseys
I got to say, I think Manzolino's going to regret calling that a jungle last week when he gets out there this week.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not, Bone?
Why not?
Put some respect on his name, Bone. That's Ace Charlie Morton. Yes, he will have a quality start.
This Rangers offense, they average 3.6 runs per game. That is 26th in the majors. So the O's are going to hold them to that average. The Rangers will score 12 or fewer runs this series. Ken.
Oofa. So it's
for the
Rogers,
three games.
It's Morton,
and we don't know Wednesday, but it would be Sugano.
Yes.
He'd be on turn.
I'm going to fall back, bro.
Give me this again.
Rangers average 3.6 runs per game, 26th in baseball. Rangers score 12 or fewer runs in the series. That is 4 runs per game.
Bone, I'm going to say they score 8 or more tonight.
Oh.
And they are over your total before we play the third game.
Eight or
How about
more
them
tonight?
Apples?
Over total.
The baseball gods are peeing all over the Baltimore Orioles right now.
They sure are.
Ryan O'Hearn has just 2 extra base hits this month.
So wait, he's not going to have a 1,000 OPS all season? That's not going to happen?
That's weird.
He should be a sell ASAP candidate? Is that what you're telling me, Bone?
Yeah. Jason, he gets an extra base hit this series.
I say he has 2 doubles. I don't know.
2 doubles. Ken?
He's due, right, Bone?
He's due, but he's only had 2 this month.
I'm going to bounce
back. He's due or he's
due?
I guess it depends on how you look at it.
I'm going to bounce back, Bone. I say he gets at least 1 extra base hit.
We heard Tony Mansellino earlier in the show when he was talking about Jordan Westberg. He said a few days, or it could be sooner than that. Well, he didn't play yesterday.
Before or after he said how much pride they had in not being no hit by Clark Schmidt?
Yeah.
Jordan Westberg is going to play a game in this series. Ken.
He's not in the lineup tonight. We'll give you that coming up in a few minutes. I'm going to fall back, Bun.
I'm supposed to guess this guy's wrist.
That's the exercise.
Mansellino said it'd be a few days.
Or sooner.
Yeah.
Oh, what the heck, Bone? Let's say he plays Wednesday.
Plays Wednesday.
I hope he does. He's been great.
Let's get to the NBA draft
Wednesday.
Ace Bailey, it's been interesting lead up for
him. Oh, man.
Doesn't want to meet with people. But with that being said, he is still going to go in the top five, Jason.
Ooh, top five. Top five.
I think he goes sixth to Ben's Wizards.
That's a fallback.
But for the sake of this exercise.
Oh, you're bouncing back.
You know what? I think this is all... this is not passing my sniff test. I think this is overboard and contrived. He's the second or third best player in this draft, Bone. And somebody could always trade up. So I say he does go top five.
Okay.
I wouldn't take him in the top three. I'm going to say fallback.
Fallback. Derek Queen's kind of been all over the board when I've been looking at mock drafts, like very fringe lottery pick, it seems like. But can Derek Queen ends up being a lottery pick in the top 14?
Top 14. Ooh.
That's considered. I thought the lottery was like top 10 or top 12.
No, it's everybody that missed the playoffs. Yeah.
He's been fringe with all the mocks that I've seen.
Yeah. What the hell? Bounce back, Bum.
The over-under is 11.5. I think 12 is the absolute floor for him. 9 wouldn't shock me.
So that's a bounce back.
That's a bounce back.
For what it's worth, I'm looking at ESPN's mock right now. They have him going 15 to Oklahoma City.
That's what I said. He's very fringe.
Yeah, so...
I'm the betting market's having 11.5.
Yeah. NBA draft. I do love the way the NBA does it. The season ends and 2 days later at the draft. That's no 8-month buildup like the NFL. Anyhow, coming up next here on the program, Orioles and Rangers. It's a 3-game series. Baltimore Baseball Night live from Pickles. It's a hot one, so be prepared. But there at Pickles, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, 5:30. Games at 6:30. We got the lineup and some notes as far as updates on some injuries. It's the Hot Corner next here on The Fan. Orioles and the Rangers, the first of 3 at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, 6:30, first pitch, 5:30, Baltimore Baseball tonight, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken live from Pickles, Jackson Holliday leading off at second base, Ramon Laureano's in right field batting second, Gunnar Henderson batting third at shortstop, Gary Sanchez, he's the cleanup hitter, your DH, Ramon Urias is at third base batting fifth, Colton Cowser batting sixth in left field, Kobe Mayo's back, he's batting seventh at first base, Cedric Mullins is batting eighth, and he's in center field, and Chadwick Trump is the catcher batting ninth. A couple of news and notes. Tyler O'Neill says he's headed to AA Chesapeake to continue his rehab assignment. Woo-hoo. No timetable for return, but shoulder feeling much better. Also, Jorge Mateo said his left elbow is feeling much better, going on a rehab assignment soon.
Interesting lineup. Obviously, things are compromised by the injury situation. Laureano batting second is
not exactly a big contact guy.
He's never, and I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe face Patrick. He's never faced Patrick Corbin. So that I'm a little bit interested to see
shaking it up.
Well, they're definitely shaking it up. And look, I'm here for a little bit of the madness. I find it a where's O'Hearn?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's been scuffling, but, I mean, it's a lefty, but
it's a lefty, Jason.
It's a lefty, but you're down Adley, right, who would be hitting normally against a lefty. You're down Westy, who would be hitting normally against a lefty. And I just said Ramon Laureano is batting in the two-hole, and Gary Sanchez is batting cleanup. So we don't want to roll the dice on O'Hearn.
You want to keep Sanchez's hot bat in the lineup. And they want to get Mayo some at-bats because they ignored him the rest of the weekend.
And Cedric Mullins leads the team in RBIs. He's batting eighth with a triple-A or 4A catcher batting behind him. So, I mean, I don't know why. If you're Patrick Corbin and this guy's batting, the guy who leads the team in RBIs is batting eighth. And he's a lefty. And I'm a lefty. Right. I mean, you know, if Chadwick Trump beats me, Chadwick Trump beats me. But that's where, again, I'm like, okay. I'm sure they know plenty. I don't know. But some of that strikes me as a little odd.
Well, most importantly, what are you expecting out of your boy, Trevor Rogers?
Nothing good. Nothing good.
Pain.
Yeah, I'm expecting a hate watch is what I'm expecting. What are you expecting, Bone?
I'm expecting him to be leading or tied when he leaves the game.
He can't be as bad as he was last time.
Really?
He won't have that 30-minute break between innings, Bum.
30-minute break. And the Rangers
Not the fact that the guy sucked for 2+ years. They scored too long and then they got out too fast.
Yes.
But this offense isn't as good as the Rays either.
Yeah, it's not. It's I mean, it looks good on paper. It's really struggled this season.
Yeah. Keep him in the game.
How many outs does Rodgers register tonight?
I was looking at that. I was thinking about doing that for back, fall back. The over-under in the sports book was 15.5.
I'm going to say 10.
I thought that was high.
15.5?
I thought that was high, yes.
I think I just found a play for the Super Discord. No. 15.5. I mean, I know that the bullpen's kind of spent and that they're going to want to try to make this guy earn it.
Time out.
If you get 12 outs out of him, aren't you calling 10. That a win?
Yes.
But I mean, I'm just saying, let's say he gets you 4. Are you really thinking he's got another inning and a third in him?
I'm just trying to figure out what a Discord is, and now there's a Super Discord?
Just go to the link tree on my Twitter bio.
What makes it super?
Yeah. I am curious.
The results?
That was good. Yeah. That was good.
And by the way, nothing against Cedric Mullins, but isn't the fact that he still leads the team in RBIs an indictment on the team?
I mean,
He's got 4 RBIs this month.
Yeah, he also hits really well in this ballpark. And I get it, it's a lefty-lefty, but I mean, it's Patrick Corbin, who the whole world thought was done being a starting pitcher after last year. Like, I Chadwick Trump, bat 9th. I like Chadwick Trump. I've seen him play in the minors a lot. Seems like a really affable guy. Easy to root for. Do you guys think Big Sam should be here?
I don't think he's ready to catch. That's a problem. He's had so many injuries. What's he caught, 15 games?
That's the thing. I think it's 25 games at the AAA level he's caught. I think you need that total to go up. I understand everybody calling out for it, and yes, he's hitting the cover off the ball, but I don't know if forcing it in this type of season.
Because I feel he's got to catch, like, and I don't know that he's. I don't know that he's ready to catch.
Yeah, I don't think it makes sense.
How consistently would he play in this current situation?
Well, if he's ready to catch, I'd play him 5 days a week.
Yeah, but who's calling the shots here, homie?
That's what I'm saying.
We just were talking about Kobe Mayo can't get 2 straight days.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like, they wouldn't be playing him that.
But
often.
But they don't have catchers. If he was ready to catch.
They've got Sanchez. He's batting cleanup tonight. I mean, they really want that one. They really want that one to work. Now, he can't catch, as evidenced by
throw.
He couldn't catch a ball yesterday, and he can't throw within a country mile of the base.
No, he's no good. And we weren't thrilled about that the day they signed him.
No.
Him and O'Neill signed the same day. That was fun.
Now, look, maybe he runs into a fastball tonight against a lefty and hits a grand slam. I'm sure that's what they're keeping their fingers crossed here for, but... Sam, keep doing his thing down there.
They're going to wait till that rookie deadline, rookie eligibility, mid-August. He'll be up there then.
I think you cracked the code there, Bell.
Beltway Bone. You combined them.
I don't know if I don't know if I should take that as a compliment.
It's a compliment.
I think so.
I'm going to tell you I would take it as a compliment.
I just think it's fair that he at least becomes the full-time catcher at Norfolk before he becomes a catcher here.
Yeah, no, in a perfect world, this wasn't such a crappy team. And then if something like this happened and he would, play first base 2 days, like you could indoctrinate him that way.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you just needed a left-handed bat, but the person who got hurt wasn't Adley. And you want him to play first base, catch once a week, play first base twice, DH twice. That'd be a different story. But no, this is, you need a catcher.
Ravens are enjoying their time off between the mini camp and training camp, which starts on July 22nd. At least veterans have to report by then. Some of them allegedly were taking in the big 3 basketball over the weekend at the CFG Arena. Spies have told me this. Alas, Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. We'll get his thoughts on mini camp. On the Jaire Alexander signing, what did he think of it? He'll tell us next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.